can hire somebody to put up the giant metal spike in your backyard if you want to worship it.
Yes, yeah,
everybody worship the giant metal spike.
Please.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Well, we got a story from Julie Watts posted to our Facebook group.
Bam, 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 bam.
Facebook, where everybody hangs out.
Facebook. It's not systematically destroying anything. Social media is not destroying anything. Head to facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. Social media and the algorithm can only do good things for the working man.
This is one of those, what do you call them? Listicles.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a list.
It's an article and a list, so it's a listicle.
Yeah.
What do you call an article about pop music? A popsicle. Okay, we're moving on. This is a listicle about 10...
I'll fucking kill you. I'll see your body in the bottom of a ditch. Go on.
11 super common movie deaths that are scientifically impossible. Ready? Ready
to dig in? Eaten by a dinosaur.
Huh?
Eaten by a dinosaur is definitely one of them.
Scientifically impossible.
Scientifically, you're not getting eaten by a dinosaur.
time traveling and seeing your own father and
murdering
him.
Anything time travel related, not happening.
These are things that...
Piloting a giant robot, that's not happening.
Right.
Could happen, not scientifically possible right now.
Right. So these are things that seem like they might be possible, and so many movies do them that it's like this accepted thing that, like, yeah, this works, but it doesn't work.
Oh, one of them is your body exploding in space, for sure.
You're skipping ahead, but yes, that's absolutely true.
See, I love things like
Number three is your body exploding in the vacuum of space.
We see these things in a movie, and then movies and other media keep doing them because we've already seen them and accepted them
in
other media.
It references itself. It's like this Ouroboros.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just talk about that one. You see...
That's a Greek pastry?
It's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. Spankatapita. You see the guy...
That's the snake that eats its own tail.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
You see the guy who goes out the airlock into the space and explodes.
Yeah, that's not what happens.
Not what happens. What happens is they would swell up, possibly to twice their normal size.
Sure.
And then they would just...
You get a little bloaty.
You get bloaty.
When you die, you get a little bloaty. Yeah, you can feel it. You're carrying it. It's the holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been pushed out an airlock.
Sometimes I just tell people if my...
Mama bear opened the door.
My clothes didn't fit too well. I'm just like, I was out in the vacuum of space a little too long. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
And also the pie.
Why do we think that we'd explode?
I guess because a movie did it once.
Huh.
And then every other movie did it.
And why do we only swell up a little bit?
Well, it's because the skin is very elastic.
Sure.
Your body actually is very... accommodating to space.
Yeah. Listen, everything you've heard about space being out there to kill you by us, it's totally wrong.
Right.
Your skin's elastic.
So accommodating.
It's your body is very accommodating.
You're like
to space.
Plastic Man or Mr. Fantastic in space, basically.
Can they live in space?
I can't imagine they wouldn't. Why wouldn't they?
Well, everybody can live in space. It's a comic book. You can just decide.
How about sinking into lava? You've seen that.
Yeah.
The golem. He sinks into lava in The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
The guy who falls into lava and sinks slowly and the bottom part of his body is melting. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wouldn't happen.
Oh.
Wouldn't happen.
What would happen?
You don't sink into lava. Lava very dense.
Lava sinks into you.
in communist Russia. Lava is very dense. You would literally stand on the top of the lava and burst into flames.
Yeah.
So still fun to watch, I think.
I have family that lives in Hawaii, and they've been around like small volcanic eruptions, and the lava is like, sometimes the lava will be coming down and you like walk around it. It's so slow. That's the other thing is like a lava flow is incredibly slow.
Oh, it's easy to dodge is what you're saying?
Yeah. It's like, it's not even dodging. You're just like lava flow.
But isn't there like a big part of you that just wants to touch it so bad?
Oh,
you want to touch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, when you look at lava and it's like glowing from the heat and it's like,
I want to put my tongue on it.
It's like a liquid, but a rock.
Yes.
And you're just like, that looks like, it looks like candy.
I want to put my tongue on the rock.
I just want to lick
Dwayne
a lava.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I just want to put my tongue on Dwayne the Rock Johnson, just like everybody else does. But also lava.
Oh, God. Doesn't it look great? But no, you wouldn't sink into it. It doesn't, there's no sinkiness. It's dense. It's like, it's liquid.
I felt the same way about firewood when I was a kid. I just wanted
to touch it.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch like the embers.
Because it looks magic.
It does look magic. It's glowing with a magical power of burning.
Let's go the opposite direction. Okay. Number two is
liquid. And let the lava touch us.
Liquid nitrogen.
Yeah.
In the movie, liquid nitrogen hits you. someone hits, it shatters you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. No, that doesn't happen.
So we were on set for Science and Star Wars, mm-hmm. and we were using liquid nitrogen to super cool a superconductor to make a magnet like float. Mm-hmm. We were making like a little...
Just like they do in Star Wars.
Yeah, we were making like a little... Well, we were trying to make a speeder, right? Right. And like, what's the closest thing we can get to a speeder?
Right.
And so we were trying to make a hovercraft. And you can do that by super cooling kind of like a ceramic and then floating a magnet over it.
So like a plate?
Yeah, kind of. It's not really a plate. You can't just use a plate.
Like, like a limited edition decorative.
Yeah, you could use
Obama
a limited
plate.
Edition Obama plate, but I wouldn't, because even though those things aren't proven to go up in value, they definitely will.
Right. If you have the certificate.
My father made a lot of money on the Bradford Exchange. So... we had the Dewar full of liquid nitrogen,
uh-huh.
and I was pouring it, and I wasn't wearing super thick gloves and like a giant apron.
Because you hate safety.
And the goggles and all that stuff. I did when I was on camera, because you want to be like,
you
want to
project safety.
You want to project safety. You don't want
to be safe.
Well, because liquid nitrogen isn't 100% safe.
Right.
But it's not as like a drop got on you and now your hand is frozen forever.
Right.
Like, if you pour, you don't want to submerge in it. You don't want to...
You don't want to bathe in liquid
You don't
nitrogen.
Want to bathe in it, and yeah. you don't want to have sustained contact with it.
Yeah.
With like a tank of it. But if a little yeah. bit spills on you, mm-hmm. it actually just boils off immediately, because your body is so hot.
Yeah.
That it just disappears. The second you expose it to air, it begins evaporating and boiling away so quickly.
Well, what this article says is that it can
anyway,
easily...
drink liquid nitrogen.
It can easily harm your skin, for sure. But the idea that it would reduce the internal temperature of your body all the way through to the point where you could shatter yourself,
yeah.
it would take an incredibly long time to do that.
Great, I'll take that bet. How long do they think? I'll submerge myself.
You just submerge yourself right now.
I'll do it right now. I'm not scared. If they have a number, I'll do it. If they have a number.
No, there's no number.
All right. Well, I tried.
You did try.
I did my best.
Man, these guys are pussies.
They are. They are. Science.
Where's the number?
Where's the number?
Give me the number and I'll do it.
Give him the number.
Give him the number. He's ready to do it right now.
Hold me back.
No, stand back, Anthony. Man, these guys are such pussies. All right. We did number three. Number four, blowing up a car shot by guns. So, car sitting there, shoot
the
gas
tank. Yeah, gas tank.
Shoot gas tank, car explodes.
Just a bullet right into the gas tank and it explodes instantly.
Nope.
If it's coming at you and you're a really cool cop and like maybe your wife is dead and you don't have anything else to live for.
Right.
Or like you've only got a couple days left until retirement and you're not going out like this, or like whatever. Or maybe like the guy behind the wheel is like your evil brother. I don't know. There are a lot of situations
Definitely.
Where the car is coming at you, or a rogue government agency. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, you could go on.
I digress.
Yeah.
Car's coming at you and it's going to hit you.
Right.
You well-timed bullet into either the front wheel or the gas tank. Car explodes,
over
flips
your head.
Over you.
Yes.
That's just physics.
That's how it always would happen.
That's if you go to the police academy, that's like
they
week
train
three.
You in that.
They
yeah.
train you in that and making weird noises with your mouth. Kids, ask your parents.
It's about the police academy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So gas tanks, of course, in cars are designed specifically to not allow you to combust the gas inside.
Yeah, the whole deal with a gas tank is don't explode.
Right. So the idea that literally
100 million little Hindenburgs on the road.
The idea that the friction of a bullet striking it would somehow cause the whole thing to combust is ridiculous. Okay.
Now, if you shoot it with a flaming arrow, Jeff.
Well, flaming arrow is a different story.
Flaming arrow is a different story.
We all know that. You probably would have a whole different skill set.
Yeah.
Your backstory would be different.
I'd have an auto quiver. Because instead of teaching him how to shoot a gun, we'd give him an auto quiver.
That's his speciality.
His speciality.
How about while we're on the subject of gasoline exploding, what about gasoline on a lit cigarette? Oh, that's a good one. Because it's slow. It means that you can look your person in the eye. They are somehow trapped under something at the gas station.
Yeah.
Can't move. Puddle of gas around
Maybe
them.
Maybe you yourself are incredibly injured, right?
Yeah.
And like only one eye's open.
You don't have any other resources other than that last cigarette in your pack.
And you're watching this person that you've hated your whole life, that imprisoned you, that was trying to do all the evil.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching them and you know they can't escape. And you can barely even pull up your own hand to light the cigarette.
And the gas, the puddle of gas just trickles right up to your foot. And it's just, there's a clear stream connecting that puddle to the puddle that your enemy is sitting in.
Now you got a science.
All you got to do is light that cigarette.
Jeff, can that work?
Nope.
Why?
Researchers have used a variety of methods to see if a cigarette could light gasoline, but failed in more than 2,000 attempts.
Well, here's the thing.
They believe that either the liquid smothers the cigarette out or reduces its temperature too much before it can ignite the gas.
That makes sense. One day, I pulled up to a gas station, and this guy was filling his car, and he had the thing where, you know, he like, he just clicks the, he clicks the trigger in.
Yeah.
And he's stays. Like, and he's on his phone.
Yeah.
And he's just letting it fill. But also, like, it's leaking. Like, this gas like this gas pump is just like, it looks like a broken fire hydrant in a Spike Lee movie. Like, kids would be playing in this thing. And it's just, like, going everywhere. And I'm just like, dude. And he looks over. He's like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you think I paid for all that gas?
That's his only concern.
And I was like, that's not what I'm worried about. At all. But it looked like somebody was like washing a car.
Oh, Jesus.
And the water was just like going down the street, but it was gasoline. And I go inside.
You think I paid for all that gas?
I go inside to pay. Yes. I'm like, dude, you know, your gas tank is leaking really bad. And the guy's like behind the glass and he's just like, oh, yeah, yeah. So what do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's happened all day long.
I was like, how long have you just been letting gasoline flow freely out into the world?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. So as I was walking away, I lit a cigarette and I was like, this is for your negligence. And I flicked it and it hit the gas and went out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that guy paid for all that gas.
That showed him. Yeah. So I guess what we've learned here is light them up at the gas station.
Hey, smoke them if you got them is what I say, according to gas station law.
Number six.
What? According to gas, the sacred law of the gas station.
Yeah. Oh, it's posted in the bathroom, but you didn't want to go in there at all.
No, and you can't unless you're a customer.
And you got that big, there's like a big cardboard box attached to a key.
That's how you prove yourself. If you can lug the key, the great and heavy key,
mm-hmm.
to the restroom.
That's where you find the laws.
Open the restroom,
mm-hmm.
and handle the true test of your spirit that's inside of that restroom. You will read the ancient laws of the gas station. And you will learn, smoke them if you got them.
But.
And also,
quick tip, hold
your breath.
There
was a man from Nantucket.
Number six, strangled to death. In movies, they grab him by the throat, they hold him for like 2 seconds and strangled to death.
Man, nope. Wouldn't that take like 15, 20 minutes?
It would indeed.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. It takes forever. Cutting off the blood going to the brain, super hard. And the person being choked is probably going to be... I don't know, reacting that whole time.
Yeah.
So,
the idea of doing it with one hand, too, like they do in the movies, that like, just really assertive one hand around the windpipe,
mm-hmm.
for, like, I don't know, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Or if you're watching, like, a really, what's considered a really graphic movie, you watch the guy kick for, like, a full 90 seconds, you know, and they show the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, my God, this is so graphic. And you're like, the second that guy removes his hand, the dude's going to go and punch him in the face.
Or like the pillow on the face thing. Literally turn your head to the side.
Pillow
There's a lot
on the
of
face.
Pockets of air in a pillow.
Yeah. Not only that, but a pillow is not a full solid. That's the whole point of a pillow.
Right.
Very porous.
It's soft.
Very soft.
Where air hangs out.
What a way to go.
Number seven.
What a comfortable way to go, especially if it's a Casper pillow. Casper pillows. We're not one of those podcasts.
Number seven, getting sucked into quicksand.
This Lola we've
malarkey.
Talked about this.
We have.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
This in the 80s, you're going to go to, as a kid, you believed you're going to go to Egypt or Africa and get stuck in quicksand.
Or worse, your horse will.
Your horse.
And he won't do anything about it.
And
you'll be yelling at him, just please try.
Yeah, exactly. No, quicksand does not work that way.
No. You get stuck.
Not, yeah.
And then if you die from quicksand, it's because you literally stayed there for weeks and died of hunger.
Yeah. Or you're just hanging.
Thirst. Yeah, you can get stuck in quicksand for sure, but you're not going to be enveloped by it.
No.
Down into some sort of a lower place. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no lower place. Number eight, having your flesh eaten by piranhas.
But you can pay in certain salons to have 100 tiny fish eat the dead skin off your feet.
And that's delightful.
We passed one of those places in Malta. As we were walking down the street, there was like one of those places and it has like the 100 tiny fish that are eating your dead skin.
Oh, really? Do they like have a sign?
Yeah, they had a little sign. And then when you look inside, it's just like a woman like with her feet in like this thing of fish.
Wow.
And I got so excited by seeing it in real life because I'd always read about it. And it's like, that's the thing I want to try.
Did you try it?
We didn't try it. But as I walked by, I got really excited and I screamed out, fish feet.
Nice.
And the woman who owned the place screamed, fish fish feet right back at me.
It happens all the time.
And I was
to
like,
her.
Hell yeah.
That, she gets that all the time.
Yeah, because I got so excited. That's all I could say.
Yeah.
But Jeff, it's not fish feet. You don't have the feet of fish.
Well, if you did.
Fish don't have feet.
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
Fish feet is the, I got so excited, I screamed out the wrong thing. I screamed out fish feet.
At least you have a reason to go back to Malta now.
I feel like they're somewhere closer.
So
what's the deal with piranhas?
They tend to attack things that are smaller than them or are already dying.
Yeah.
So if you're already dying, which, quick spoiler, we're all already dying.
Yeah.
And
piranhas, aren't existential that way. Like, they're not smoking a cigarette and being like, well, we might as well. Everything's dying.
Although, how cool would that piranha be?
But if
be?
You are dying, the would they try piranha. To eat you?
Probably not, because they flee if a bigger creature comes near them, okay. including humans.
So you have to already be dead, and then
they have
like,
to like really be into your open wound.
Yeah.
You know? So just don't hang out with them with an open wound.
Okay.
Number 9 is shooting a bomb with a shotgun.
Oh, do it though, because that'll explode it.
No, turns out it doesn't.
No, you just shoot a shotgun at a bomb, because bomb made to explode.
Most bombs are actually made specifically not to explode until
the trigger
goes off. They literally are, most bombs are made to be super safe because they don't want to go off until they're supposed to go off.
No, because somebody has to carry that bomb somewhere.
Exactly.
So what happens if you shoot a shotgun at a bomb? Nothing?
Majority of the time, it doesn't do anything. It will be a bomb with some holes in it.
Now, does that disarm the bomb?
Yes. Oh, definitely. That's how you actually handle bombs.
The bomb squad comes in with shotguns.
You shoot and at blows the blue wire.
Everything that looks like a bomb.
You shoot the blue wire.
Anywhere a bomb could be hidden.
Yeah.
The bomb squad comes in and
just
like,
shotgun the whole place up.
Everybody get down. There's a bomb in the building.
We're shooting this place.
We're shooting this place up to save it.
Please, this is a vase store and glassery. Please.
There's a bomb in one. We got a call.
Oh, that's my good vases. Oh, that's my good glass.
30 blocks away, there's a bull and a payphone. It's just like, take that, motherfuckers. Don't let me in your store, huh? Teach you assholes.
Oh, even a bull not
puts
in a
on his
shop.
Red cape, runs away.
Can't even stop a bull not in a China shop. Okay, two more. Decapitation, like a hot knife through butter. You see that all the time with a...
Dude, it's so hard to cut off a head.
Super hard.
Let me tell you all the things that are in a head. Spine.
Yeah.
Muscle.
Right.
Tissue.
Right. And some bad ideas.
Bad ideas.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go into this too much because it gets people to like search YouTube, which is freaking a hole I don't want to go down. It's gross. But yeah.
Yo, I've never searched YouTube decapitation video.
It's all there. It's gross. Oh, it's so disturbing.
Is it like a cadaver thing or are people
like these fucking terrorist videos.
Oh yeah. Those are out there.
Yeah. All right, number 11.
But it's hard, and it takes a while, is what we're saying.
Yeah, not easy, like movie. Number 11 is in the similar vein. I love this one in movie. This is one of my favorite in movie, is a brilliant either protagonist or antagonist who is going to set up the chase scene, but then plans ahead and sets up tiny metal wire across two trees along the road.
Oh, tripwire.
Well, not tripwire, but...
Razor wire.
Splice you in half wire.
Yeah, razor wire.
So he is running, or driving on a motorcycle, better with the motorcycle for sure.
Right, and he leaps over the wire.
Yeah, he ducks under it or does that cool thing where he like lays the bike down and slides under it.
Well, this goes back to decapitation.
Right, but this is not decapitation because this is like slicing through your stomach or bisecting you.
Right, takes your feet off.
Right. No, turns out that would be probably not
happen. Because once again, bone.
Bone. And you know what? You know the thing about wire?
What?
Wire not very strong.
No. Razor wire, though, Jeff. It's the best of razor and wire.
Yeah. It's probably going to snap the wire before it snaps the human.
I like picturing those people in those movies. Like, they're traveling, and they brought, like, a bunch of razor wire, but they didn't want to bring... Like, they don't like to check bags.
Yeah.
So, like, they left a bunch of stuff at home, and they forgot, like... literally their razor, and they're just using the razor wire in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And also like very slowly maybe to floss.
Yeah,
like,
that's
all-in-one household tool.
Two birds with one stone is what that is.
Yeah, check out Lifehacker. They'll tell you razor wire is like the number one thing you need to pack.
Oh yeah, if you can only pack one thing, pack razor wire.
Mm-hmm.
Also to escape your enemies, but mostly for shaving and flossing.
That's just one of its myriad uses.
Mm-hmm. So that's our list.
I wonder, are there any that you didn't notice Like when you said this list, mm-hmm. I immediately screamed out The Body in Space. But were there any that came to you? Were there any that weren't on the list?
The ones that I suspected would be there were the Shooting the Gas Tank. That one's super common. The thing that that surprised me, I think, is The Strangulation. I guess I just didn't. I kind of, if I'd thought about it, I probably would have assumed that it would take longer. But you feel like you cut off the wind to somebody, they're going to die.
Yeah.
But you didn't realize, like, it takes a long time. It
takes a long time. And even if you feel, a lot of times, even if you feel like you can't breathe, you're breathing just a little.
Right.
Which is not all you need, but it's a little bit of what you need. Were you surprised by any, dear listener? Or were there any that you think should have been on the list that weren't?
Yeah.
Please let us know. You can hashtag those RazorWire mm-hmm. and send them to us on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
Or you can discuss it with your fellow concerned citizens either on the subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com, or at the We Have Concerns Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. They're wonderful places. I've been there.
Oh,
I like them.
Yeah.